Yes.
Can we get a picture for our picture?
Oh, yeah.
I got you a great one of you on the red carpet.
Yeah, you can do it like this.
Oh, good. That's perfect. That's a good one. That's a fun one. I like that. What's going on?
Little thing called Damn Days, right?
Small, minor events.
Small thing. A few people. So, we're looking forward to seeing more about the basic black story.
I know. It's so much fun.
Like, kind of, I know Kate and Nicole have a long history.
It is so fun. Jen. She's like, hey, this is I'm little. She's so funny.
Yeah. It's fun to see Nicole and give Kate it a actually sort of on the same,
kind of
you know,
the
giving
same.
The,
I, instead of like fighting and arguing, it's like, look, there's only so many cat fights you can have.
Right.
They're fun. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I kind of like the growth of the two characters where you go, it's not that we like each other. We accept each other and kind of and respect each other for our evil sides.
Right.
You know, so it's kinda
Jen was telling us there's some scene coming up where she finally like rips it and like yells at Kate and does all this stuff. She's like, you'll know it when you see it where she loses it about them in part like treating her bad.
Oh yeah. She's good. And I do like that Nicole is sort of had a soft spot for Teresa because there's just a lot of Nicole and Teresa, you know. And even though Teresa is trying to make the flip as well,
giving her advice, you know.
And especially the history with Brady too.
Exactly.
She's in love with Brady.
Yeah. Exactly. There's Brady being dumb again, huh? And Nicole has to set him straight.
Brady.
Yeah. We told Brady.
The thing I love about Brady is he will always have Nicole's back.
Yes.
Always. No matter what.
Right, exactly. That is a good relationship. Always love them together.
It is so good. And it's kind of like how we are in real life. You know, he's like one of my best friends. And he said he's so great. And I think we probably have too much fun together. We're like laughing right up to 5, 4, 3. Anywhere.
How much fun is Nicole? That is
she's
a great
so great.
That's a great character for you, and you just
so much fun. Yeah. I'm so in love with her, though. Yeah. But I guess you have to be to do half the things I've done on the show.
Because you make us love her for all the stuff that she's done.
Thank you.
There's
been
so much progress too.
Yeah.
And the fact that she didn't defraud all those months. I mean, we were for her too.
I was surprised.
Yes. I was like, that shows some restraint right there.
That was
felt really wrong because I wasn't happy that Kristen we wanted that, you know, they built it
happy
up
with that whole thing.
I mean, we were all so excited. I mean, I'm a Nicole fan. And when is Nicole gonna ever? She needs a happy ending. She just never gets her happy ending.
You know, it's so funny. I don't really notice. Like, I don't really notice as I'm doing the work, and that's what I keep hearing. Yeah. So it's kind of sweet for me.
You're rootable. You're just about to get it, and they just take it out from under her.
It would be great if not the dead baby down the staircase, but the other dead baby.
The other one, the one that we never saw funeral.
Yes.
Does that get frustrating for you?
I think that
needs to
I go with the flow. But it also is like, you know, I've been there for so long. Really, not one kid, not a 17-year-old that walks on set and says, hi, mom. Like, anything. I'll take it.
Right.
Every new kid that comes on, I'm like, I bet you you're mine. Because you're naughty.
Yeah.
Your partner and everything. That was so awesome.
Your daughter now.
Your daughter must be
thank
like,
you.
Bye.
She's fine. She'll be 6 in December.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
I know. She's been in school just because of my job, but she's in kindergarten and just a little ahead of her class, but I'd rather keep her ahead than you know, behind in first grade. So she's doing great.
Yeah. Any other projects going on
Start shooting in December. I don't know if it's a working title, but I'm gonna wait on it until I start shooting it. But you know, just got it. So.
Very cool.
Very excited. No, and then my nonprofit opened. opens in Detroit on January 11th. Okay. We have a camp opening there.
And what is it?
Arrowheart Adventure Camps.
Okay. Oh.
And we have one that runs in Idaho. That's on year, it's coming on year three.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And oh, where?
In Sun Valley.
Oh, you're south north. Yeah, Weezer, Boise is where the camp is. But my brother lives there, so that's why we started it down there. Yeah, and then I'll be opening in LA, so I'm really, that keeps me really busy. So as soon as I get home, my mom, and then after mom, I have to go do nonprofit stuff. So it's good though.
Busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so can you share a little bit about, I know you can't share anything about story right now, but anything else that's kind of going on with Nicole's evolution that...
You know, I think with Nicole has so many interesting little cubbies inside of her. And
Who's the next man?
You know, what's the next thing? Who's the next thing? What's the next thing? And what is she going to do to, you know, sabotage or not sabotage or grow from? And that's the one thing I love about her. So sometimes I really don't know. Now, obviously, they are shows I know. And she's remaining where she is right now. Pretty good person.
Good.
With an edge. Her edge is going to come back. Let's just say that.
That's good. Edgy is good.
Because I think people miss that.
Yeah, we don't want her to be too good. We don't want her to be good. Edgy is good, but at the same time,
it's going to have
really
a fight in there.
It's really frustrating for fans and maybe for you when she backslid for a while. There.
Yeah. So it's still a moving forward. It's not so much like, oh, you make such dumb mistakes. And why did you do that? And why did you do that? Or why did you give your best friend a flesh-eating bacterial disease? Like, not those kind of things.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a good fight. Like, she's got a good fight in her now. So it's
a
lot of fun.
To you that the way you play her, she is rootable.
She's very rootable.
We do root for her to same day get her happy
ending. Something good.
Something happy.
For our events and stuff, and I'll make it to sell it there, you know, but that's it.
What is your nonprofit do exactly?
So basically, we enrich teens through outdoor adventure, but we really focus on 10 to 13 because it tends to be the very.
Especially.
Like, how many parents do you hear go? Like, they're 12 year old, you're like, wait, where'd my kid go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know. So, I've been through it.
You've been through it. Yeah. Just go, wait. Yes. Like one day, slam.
Yeah. Who is this?
Who's that kid?
Who is that kid?
So we want to try and help foster.
You have that coming up to look forward to.
I keep telling Izzy, I'm like, honey, you're going to be a wonderful teenager. You know why?
Or is she almost like a 13-year-old anyway at six now? You know how she's doing.
Oh, yeah, because they start finding themselves at this age, right? And they're like, so far, so good. So far, so good. I had, you know, she was a rough kid when she was 2, 3, 4. Oh, my God. So I think God's giving me a little break right now. And now she's fantastic.
Was she anything like her mother when her mother was that age? No.
I, believe it or not, was a total introvert growing up.
Oh, really?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I, and now, business has changed me, right?
Yeah.
So.
I
started it with my brother,
Something, I mean, is it just something that you saw a need, or was it something that triggered that, hey, there's a gap we really can fill here with this?
That we took time, we found out through our own organizations. We actually started with 18 to 25 year olds to test the what it was we were doing. And then my brother's a principal now. But he, he's in high school all the time, and then he really realized the age group that needed it.
You've
got to get him young. And, you know, parents are still involved where they're getting them in stuff up to about 8 years old, and so, and then they kind of drop off because they get bratty, they don't want to do things, or, you know, their life changes. And we want to be able to foster that, and a lot of kids don't want to be around their parents. So they're really really great when they're not with their parents. Then they go home and, you know, it's like a stress time. They get to release with their parents, which is why normally they're cranky or they're of an attitude or they want to talk
to you. It's like you hurt the ones you love.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's really all it is. Not, I don't think it's like super purpose on purpose, but
yeah.
It's really
thank you.
Thank you
very much. Thank
you for taking the time. Of course. Thank you.
I want Steven and Mary back. I'd love to get Bill and Susan. Okay.